Hey everyone, welcome to the Work Time Fun Podcast. I'm your coworker L, and let's get started. On today's podcast, I'm with one of my good friends, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Hey, I'm JP. I've known L for quite a while. I'm back on the show again, and I'm not drunk yet. All right.
Well, thank you for joining my show, and thank you for not being drunk. So, or at least not yet. So. How's it going? How you doing?
All right. Just watched the RNC. Was pretty entertaining. Doing all right. Same old, and yourself?
Pretty good. And for those who aren't familiar with the RNC, if you could just briefly explain.
The Republic National Convention. It's basically the Republican side where they nominate who's going to be the VP and president for their party. But for tonight's show, they had special guest, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Oh, man.
With performance by Kid Rock and the Donald Trump introduction by Dana White. So, yeah, only thing missing was NASCAR.
We had old WWE and UFC like promoted.
Oh, yeah. And 90s Kid Rock.
Nah, of course.
Yeah. Still cracked me up, but yeah.
Any spokespeople from Bud Light?
No way, man. It's the Hogan beer now. The real American beer.
Which one?
Hulk Hogan's beer. This is supposed to take over Pabst PBR.
Oh, he has his own beer? What?
Yeah, it's the real American beer. And it has the bandana and the mustache logo.
Oh, jeez. I didn't even know. Well,
it's slowly hitting our sides because the kid just got out from Colorado. I want to taste it.
Gotcha.
I haven't found it yet.
Okay.
When I do, we'll make a podcast on that.
I guess we'll make another one. By that time, I'll probably be doing video, YouTubing. Anyways.
Yeah, probably be YouTubing that thing.
Yeah. Anyways, on today's podcast, we're going to focus on a series that just wrapped up a couple days ago, Star Wars The Acolyte. And yeah. Just forewarning everyone, it's spoilery. So of course it's already finished. So everyone should have watched it. If you have not, then, you know, you could tune away if you so choose or listen in, but know that we'll be discussing whatever happened in the show in its entirety. So yeah. But before we get to that, I don't know. Usually I like to start, Jeff, have you seen like anything else recently or watched any shows or movies besides Star Wars Acolyte? You were mentioning earlier, like, keeping up with One Piece, right?
Always.
The One Piece anime. Is there something else you also watch, like, regularly?
Picked up Bleach whenever, but that's it. Some Demon Slayers, whatever's coming on. That's all. That's the final arcs.
there's a lot of stuff that just, starting fall. Yeah. That kind of ended for this fall, or I don't know what you call it. Because right now it's like the summer anime that's coming out. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched all the major ones. Finally caught up Demon Slayer, so I'm up to date.
And then I think Ranma is coming back. So they're rebooting Ranma 1.5.
Huh.
Actually, I guess it fits in with the trends of 2024. We accept everything. Because watch out for that spring of Drowned Girl.
Yeah, I've never actually watched Ranma in Half, so I have no context for it. Yeah, I never have. I've always seen it pop up, and I've seen the title, but I've never actually watched an episode.
It's pretty funny, because like, whatever died in that spring becomes cursed. So if it's a drowned girl, he turns into a girl. If it's a panda, he turns into a panda. It's pretty stupid and funny.
I'm going to have to just pick that up real quick or see recap on it.
One of those whimsical things you can watch since they redid Beautiful Dreamer.
I don't know what that is.
USA something, the one with Lum. Forgot the name. But it translates to Beautiful Dreamer.
Hmm.
It's the girl with the tiger bikini. You've probably seen her, that anime around.
Probably. And this is all older anime, right? Or, I mean...
Yeah, and then it just got rebooted, too.
Oh, okay. Rebooted, like, it's brand new animation and everything?
Yeah, brand new animation, and then Similar story, I guess, just updated story to fit with the times, but similar storyline.
Oh, okay. I see.
So I was like, so that's what they're doing with Ranma as well. Like, upgraded animation and, but keeping the story the same. Just having more modern things in there.
Okay. I can see, like, some of the Netflix, like, they've redone Ultraman, or not really a reboot, yeah, but, like, kind of continued the story.
Yeah. Ultraman's always been going on.
Yeah.
It's like the remakes for the One Piece, where they're going to make it shorter.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Upgraded graphics, but, like, yeah.
Oh, is that going to be coming out soon, or?
It's one of the teasers for either end of year or early next year.
Oh, okay. That might help me get back into the One Piece show.
It's going to consolidate some of the arcs.
Yeah, because there's no way I can catch up. That's like, what, 1,000? How many episodes?
It's at, I think it's 1,015. I know the manga's at 1,121.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not catching up to that. I mean, yeah. I did like it. I was up to, was that Barkley?
Pillar Bark.
Yeah, when you first meet the skeleton guy.
Yep, one of my favorite characters.
Of course. And I know it just goes way beyond that, but that's as far as I've gone, at least what I recall. So.
Because he asked for your panties.
Are you sure that's not the beach guy? What's his name?
No, that's Frankie.
Frankie, that's right. I know you're always saying lines like Frankie before.
Super.
Oh, man.
Well, that would be a great, pickup line for the Comic-Con this year. Excuse me, miss, can I see your panties?
All right, we'll see if they keep that on there.
It's on there. It translates over.
Yeah. No, I mean on this show. That's right. What we just said. But anyways, besides that. Actually, that's another good point. We got Comic-Con is coming up. That's actually next week. Yep. At least as of the time of this recording. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Be the first day next week, Thursday.
Okay.
Yes, it will.
Do you do preview night too, or not really?
I'm going to try to, because I get to pick up my badge on Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
And then it comes with preview, so I'm sure I would take the trolley down.
Oh, nice.
Or drive down. I don't know. Figure it out. I was like, I'm hoping Horton Plaza is an empty lot.
I mean, it should be. It's an empty place now, right?
Yeah, because I know that parking structure can hold a lot of people. hell yeah. If that's available, hell yeah.
I know I did all days last year, but mm-hmm. it was like kind of dead because of the actor strike and everything.
Oh, yeah. So this year, shouldn't be too dead.
Yeah. It's like, man, only because
they're back.
Yeah.
And then Deadpool Wolverine comes out that week, too.
I know.
On a Friday.
Yep. I'm actually catching it Thursday, so I have to ditch Comic-Con early to watch
it. Nice.
Like, oh, man. It's like, I kind of don't want to go, but then at the same time, you know, by the time I have to leave, I should have seen most of Comic-Con already, so.
There should be a screen at Con too, I think.
What do you mean
a screen? There's probably like a screening during one of the theaters over there.
Oh yeah,
they're probably gonna have an event. Because like Jack in the Box is sponsoring the Jack Balls again. It's like Deadpool Jack Balls.
Yeah. Oh man, I think I'll look for that. I have a collection of leaks. Jack Balls.
Yeah, I've been seeing leaks of the Jack Balls. I was like, what? I saw the chimichangas on earlier today. Order some curly fries. And I saw Deadpool chimichangas on available.
Oh, at Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
What? Okay, I will have to check that out. That's so really random. Interesting. Chimichangas.
I was like, I'm gonna die. And I was like, where's the Jack Ball?
Damn. I'll get it. Shoot, I have a collection of those. I've been collecting it over the years. I mean,
my truck still has an antenna.
Yeah. Nice. Is it just a plain one, or does it have like a design on it?
I think it's just Deadpool colors, and then it has a Jack crown.
Ah, okay.
So it's a Deadpool mask with a Jack in the Box crown on the side. The hat. Okay.
Is there going to be a... You see if there's a Wolverine version also?
I think just Deadpool.
Oh, just Deadpool. Yeah.
But I think some theaters may have the heart chains in the claw machine.
Yeah. Well, I saw that from, like, the Fandango app. They're like, if you purchase... Yeah, some of them have them still. Yeah. You have to purchase it separately.
Mm-hmm. It's still funny.
Besties, Wolverine, Deadpool. Oh, yeah. Man, so much coming up. I mean, you got that. You got the movie coming out. You got Comic-Con. Are you going to go all days to Comic-Con?
I'm going to try to, but I might have a job interview in between next week.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to do the job interview. If I'm in a suit, just make my hair look like Spike Spiegel and then bring the dog with me. He's part of my cosplay.
There you go. Cowboy Bebop. There you go.
Yep.
Nice, nice. Yeah, that works out. Hopefully it's not. Okay. Hopefully it's not too hot.
Yeah, if it's too hot, and I can't take them, but we'll see. We'll just go around the bars with the dog.
I don't like last year or two. I forgot. I was volunteering, and then some guys that were I was volunteering next to, they were like cosplaying throughout the day, and they just kept complaining about how hot it was in their cosplay. Like they could only stay in costume for like so long until they like they just had to take it off.
All right.
yeah, that's cool. I'm amped. I'm ready. I'm going to see because last year was like I said, it was pretty dull. It's pretty lame. There wasn't a whole lot.
Yeah, the writer strikes. Yeah, no media. This year the media's back, so it's going to be big again. Oh, speaking of the con, Lisa is performing for free.
Lisa?
Brought to you by Country Roll.
What? So
the Japanese lady that sang the theme song for Demon Slayer and Sword Art.
Yeah, Gorenge.
She's going to be doing a free concert on Friday night.
That's pretty awesome.
So it's first come, first serve. So you people might have to camp out there.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's going to be free.
Yeah, it's free, but if you have a boat, you can always go by the bay and just chill, hang out right there.
Where's it going to be at?
You know a little cone or the little seashell right behind the by the convention center?
Yeah.
It's like Humphreys by the Bay area.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, so it's the open air theater one, the little cone seashell looking thing.
Oh, man.
So it should be good, yeah.
Okay, it might be worth hanging out late on Friday then.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. A little insider note there. I'll be sure to point that out and maybe even tweet it out. Oh, man. That's going to be awesome.
You mean X?
What's that?
You mean X?
X, yeah. X tweet. How do you pronounce, like, how do you say you do a tweet, but X? Hey, I posted an X. You know, it doesn't roll off the tongue as nice as saying, yeah, I tweeted, I X'd.
I wrote something and it's rated X. There we go.
Okay. Or something like that. I don't know.
Just split around. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. So we got that. Concert Friday. Mm. That's cool. Yeah, I only got a couple days at Comic-Con. So, yeah, but Friday is one of my days. So I'm definitely going to try to hang out for that. That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, if I go late Friday, see how bad the line is and mess around. Or go early, hang out, take whatever.
I just bought a new lens for my actual camera, so I'm going to try to do some practice portrait photographies and pretend I'm a cosplay photographer. So
try to find the body for the people. Those are the ones that always amaze me.
Which one?
The people with just the body paint.
Did they have? I mean, I don't think I've seen a few people, but like not just full on body. They have.
No, there's a few like later on, like Friday nights or Saturday nights, they're all body paint.
No, yeah.
And then I always wanted to ask, how do they pee?
Well, I mean, same like anyone else, but just gets multicolored. I don't know.
Or like, how do you use the bathroom? Kidding. My random ass.
Depends who. All right. going off on a little tangent there, but all good, all good. Let's focus.
That's just Star Wars.
Yeah.
We're going to see some lightsabers, some fun stuff.
Let's rein in. So let's get back to the main topic here, which is Star Wars, The Acolyte. So the show just finished this past Tuesday, this week. So, you know, a lot to take in or not. Primarily, how did you feel about the show?
I guess it was all right. It wasn't the best Star Wars there was.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a comparison to it, I would probably say, have you seen the Home Run Derby National Anthem?
I've. Oh, is that famous the girl from who sang the National Anthem? Singer.
She's a country singer, but I don't know which country.
Oh my gosh.
That wasn't a drunk voice. That was on par with Roseanne Barr.
Or even worse. Some people are saying it was worse than Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne Barr was funny because she got boos and cheers, and that was a Padres game.
Oh, I don't even remember. Yeah,
that was a Padres game back in the 90s. So I was like, oh, hell yeah.
All right, so for the audience members, a little context, we're talking about the, I guess, a singer, or quote-unquote singer, who sang the national anthem, and truth be told, just really butchered the hell out of the national anthem, right?
Oh, yeah, so that's how I feel about the Star Wars Acolyte. Felt kind of butchered, but it was a good story, other than that, but it just needed more action to me.
Yeah, I agree with you at some point. Like, to everyone, you know, I'm not going to try to be super negative, at least not without my reasonings. You know, I believe that we all should have our own opinions and feelings about it. You know, whether we like it, you know, good for you, or whether we don't, then, you know, same power to you. And fortunately, I'm probably in the same camp as Jeff. You know, I expected more out of this show. I don't know how to say it. Like, I had my doubts in the beginning. And then I was like, okay, you know what, let me warm up to it. But each episode just kept, like, it just kept reinforcing the idea that, yeah, this isn't it for me. I don't know.
It just felt kind of draggy.
Yeah, it dragged. I mean, not only that, the story itself, I know, I'm not even going into the lore stuff. Like, I'm not that big on lore, on all the Star Wars lore and everything, so... You know, there's people that are way more knowledgeable than me. But just from the story standpoint of just this show, like, from the first episode, you're, like, giving away the whole story from the beginning. Like, I wish that they would have kept the secret of the twin sisters a little bit longer, or the mystery of it. You know, like, I wished the first episode didn't already, like, give away that it was twins. I wish that it would have kept us in suspense that... You know, it was maybe just the one girl, and maybe she, like, you know, has split personality or something. Yeah. Like, if they gone that route, kind of made the audience believe that, then I thought that would have been, you know, a little bit more impactful and said, oh, wait, yeah, it is twins that are, you know, like, truly there.
Or it could have been like C-3PO, where he's like, good guy, and then all of a sudden turns Sith.
Yeah, something. Like, don't give it away the first episode already, you know? It was already leading, because right from the moment when you see one girl, or May, and then you see Osho when she wakes up, you know, it kind of leans into that. So, you know, that was my first gripe from, like, just the first episode already. I was like, come on, man. Yeah, I mean... And it just kept going on with that. And then, like, the act, I don't know. Whoever is playing the green girl, Vernestra, I don't know. I mean, her character's probably supposed to be, like, really, like, stoic and flat. But it just doesn't feel like it's an actor, like, really acting the part. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it. Like,
I don't know. I think she tried too hard to be, like, a Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy. But, like, not so good at it.
Yeah. That, but with no emotion and just, like... Yeah. Kind of, it's like putting an actor trying to overact a part. It felt like it was a side character, you know, or secondary character just trying to overact to, like, try to
compensate, you
know, stand out in the show, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me. It didn't feel like, oh, this is natural character playing her part. It just felt like a, you know, side character that was trying to outshine or something, you know?
So someone that got their big break and trying too hard.
Yeah. I don't know her background. I don't know her IMDb, if she has other credits, but whatever. That's just initially how I felt about it.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Agreed.
Oh, go ahead.
I said agreed, man. I was like, yeah. I don't know what that character was. Or I've never seen a green, fully green, bald person in Star Wars. That's why I had, like...
You mean like, okay, Yoda? Cool. Yoda, fully green...
Yeah, but he had hair.
Yeah, a little bit of white hair.
I don't know if it was green, but she had the little tentacle things.
Who?
The little green Jedi girl, Ayla or whatever her name was. Ayla Sakura or whatever.
Oh, she had
She had the green tentacles.
The Twi'lek, yeah.
the green tentacle heads.
Yeah, that's from the prequels there. Yeah,
It could have been like Greedo. Could have been buggy face guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's fine. Looked like too plain to me.
Yeah, there's just some things. I mean, we can nitpick all we want, but I'm just kind of doing generally about the show and episode. And then, man, I forgot. Was the first episode, that's when Indara was killed already, right? Yeah, that was the whole first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, because they're going to arrest Osha. So I was like, I initially, like, okay, this is a good intro to a new different fight scene for Jedis. I thought it was okay. But I just find it so hard to believe that this person with just, you know, blades was able to, you know, outsmart a Jedi and kill her. You know, a Jedi master. You know what I mean? Like... You know she has intentions to kill you, and then there's a, you know, that monster, not monster, alien bartender. Okay, that's going to obviously be a distraction while she tries to do something else to kill you. It's like, couldn't she have known, you know? Okay, she threw a dagger, but I would have expected, you know, this person who's in front of me trying to kill me, try to do something while they distract me. Yeah. I would have expected a Jedi master to know that, but
they should have saw it coming, though.
Yeah, especially since apparently they all have the Force ability to like sense things, right? Or yep. I mean, or not, you know? Because apparently it could turn on or off at convenient story plot times, you know. Like Sol, when he could sense when it's Osha and sense when it's Mei, but then. Not when it's convenient for the story. I don't know.
There's just inconsistencies of some stuff, which is kind of like kind of draggy to me. So I fell asleep most of the stuff twice watching the first one. Mm-hmm. To be honest,
yeah, it was okay. And then the second one. I mean, did you watch through the second one at least? Or did you fall asleep?
Halfway again, I did fall asleep.
Oh, man, this is going to be a short podcast.
Not really. There's some good points about it. It did redeem itself.
Okay. Well, let's go over the second episode. I think this is the one where she tries to go against... She tries to assassinate Torben, right? Or she does assassinate Torben. And then, like, dude, how did the actor... How did they make him look so old, but, like, fake old? You know what I mean? It looked like he had a glued on beard and just, I don't know, fake hair, thinning hair on top. Like, dude, how stressed out was this kid to have been, I don't know, look like that, you know?
Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree. Makeup supply. Timu makeup supply.
I think Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree. I don't know what's worse, Timu or Dollar Tree, but.
Yeah. We're on a budget, so we're going to Dollar Tree, guys. Yeah.
Old man makeup from Wish. Something like that. But yeah, it was just, it kind of took me away because I looked at him and it's like, dude, he does not look like an old man. Like, because I didn't know his background or I didn't know the story yet at this point, you know? not until later on in the show. So all I'm seeing is this young looking kid that's supposed to look old, but doesn't, you know. And right off the bat, like, you know, she's like trying to hit him. Then he's got like this invisible force field, whatever. I didn't understand, but yeah. Then when she's like, okay, hey, you know what? It's me. You know, you have to pay for what you did in the past. And it's okay. Hey, sorry. Let me drink this poison and kill myself. What? Okay. I guess. Sure. No. I get it's a mystery, but like, come on. it just felt like so much of a left turn. Like, okay, he's like meditating or whatever, hovering in air. And all of a sudden, like, he floats down and is like, oh, yeah, you know, if you thought we were doing the right thing. And then, whoop, let me take this poison.
Yeah.
And just things. And then whenever it's split between the two twins, I don't know how to say.
That says it all, my friend.
I'm sure she's a great actress, but in this show, it just doesn't come across that way. I don't know if it was the direction or her actual acting of the parts.
It kind of feels like that kid was like Northwest playing the Lion King. It was like someone's kid that was like the writer's kid was just thrown in.
Oh, man. And later on, And later on throughout the show, it's like as the characters were like kind of flip-flopping, you know, switching sides, it honestly felt like, well, it really is the same person playing two parts. Cause it felt like the same person. You know? I mean, it is the same person. There was no individuality between the two. And I guess that's why they made it that way for the show. You know, the virgins created two people out of one. And that's how they looked like and felt like anyways, so.
Well, they made bones out of Jango Fett to make Bulbas.
Yeah. But not exact copies or exact, what was the word? I don't even remember the word. Exact sim, something S word. I forgot what it was, but they're the exact. S-word. Yeah.
Well,
like more than twins, like something happened where. And then Soul just like, oh, you know, must be the virgins that created one person to two. Like, where did that come from? A little bit of context would have helped.
Magic. Yeah. Space magic. There we go. Yeah,
space magic. And then, okay, enough of that. And then also, that's when I first introduced to, are you familiar with Manny Jacinto? He's the one that played Kimir, the stranger.
Oh, wait, that's the Filipino dude, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was also, have you ever watched the show, The Good Place?
No.
Okay. Yeah, my wife used to watch that, so I remember him from that show. He just played like a goofball. I thought, okay, you know, it kind of relates to this character, this apothecary dude, weird, that knows how to make poison. Didn't think anything of
it. Just a random... Yeah. Random hermit making poisons.
Yeah. At this point in the show, I was like, oh, man, that's all he's in here for? Just to be the side character? I was like, ah. But then I think by the time we get to the part where he's actually revealed, then I'm like, okay. And that was like kind of redeeming grace, kind of. I'm kind of skipping ahead here, but yeah.
That's okay. It's basically, yeah. This age, Rufio.
I don't know what else to get. And then finally we get like some backstory of the girls, I guess, from one point of view. And then it's like, okay.
Where we saw Kai Mundi?
Kia Di Mundi, is that? Yeah.
Kia Mundi. Next... I was like, oh, what the heck? He's a time traveler.
Now, I saw the discourse on that online, on Twitter and stuff, or X, sorry, I mean. And then it's like, how can he be there? He shouldn't even be alive, blah, blah, blah. Like,
it's kind of true on the lore part, but it still cracks me up. I was just thinking of the multiverse, maybe. Because every time I saw Souls, I was thinking Squid Games guy.
Oh, Yeah, that's why. Yeah, he died here, and he went over to play Squid Game.
or he won the Squid Games, and then paid money to go to space to become a Jedi.
There you go. It's like, I guess it works out that way too.
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I don't know either.
This is one of those weird things where it's like, oh, since the continuity is off, Squid Games guy. So that's what he did with his money. He became paid money to be a Jedi. Yeah.
Lore aside, I mean, yeah, I mean, I didn't really care for the impact of that, whatever. But that's just me. But, I mean, it's like, why is everyone so afraid of saying Sith? Or they keep saying, oh, another faction. It's like they kept trying to say everything to avoid saying Sith or Dark Side, or you know what I mean?
Dark Side one was like, that's what made Star Wars right.
Yeah. And I get it. They're trying to keep to, you know, the lore of saying, oh, you know, we did Jedi, the Sith didn't reveal themselves until, like, you know, the prequels, basically. But
yeah, so they weren't really revealed yet till Phantom Menace, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, really revealed and actually, like, yeah. Okay, their presence known. But, I mean, it's like, I'm trying to explain it with not hating on it. But they did everything.
But they removed Darkseid. Yeah. That line was made popular by Palpatine. Something, Darkseid. So it's like, you took out the lines that fans loved. Why?
Yeah, a lot of things like that. I don't know.
It's just why. Scared you're going to offend someone now? Well, I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know. But anyways, yeah. So that whole controversy of, like, not saying Sith, not saying Dark Side, whatever. Okay. It just felt so contrived and so forced to, like, not say it. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It just, you know, came off weird to me, but whatever. So, sure, it's 100 years beforehand, but come on. they could just dismiss it. They could say it, but just dismiss it. I think I would have liked that better. He said, what if it's Sith? And they could say, no, it can't be Sith. They haven't been around. It's got to be some other faction. But, you know, they just skirt it around and not say it. It's just, you know.
Yeah, but they could have said, like, since there's always a light, there must be a dark.
Yeah, or even, yeah, like that too. Like, just say it.
But yin and yang, or it could have just went with yin yang or something weird. But who knows?
Yeah, but I guess that would have just, like, messed up continuity and all that kind of stuff, since it would be more people that were like, oh, maybe it is Sith, you know, instead of just the party that the went to.
It was already messed up, so why would it matter?
That's true. Okay, and that was all in episode 3, Destiny. And then episode 4, Day. And that's when they all go to that planet where Kalnaka's at. I forgot what's that. Whatever that planet's called. That foresty place.
Not Endor.
No. Even though it's got that Basil-looking creature that looks like a elongated Ewok or something.
Oh, yeah. It's like a river otter.
Yeah, what is he? Is it an otter? Is it a weasel? That's something.
Honestly, thought it was an otter.
Yeah.
It's a river otter with a helmet. How cute.
Humanoid otter.
Hell yeah.
Let me try to find his sunglasses. Those are pretty cool. Look like a blast shield instead of sunglasses. Like, how can you see through that?
Right? That's like, what's his name? Razor X.
He just, he relies on this sense of smell to get around, I guess. But anyways, so this episode with Kalnaka, this one was weird to me because, like, the whole, like, Mei and Kimir, when they're, like, traversing the planet trying to find Kalnaka, I was like, man, at this point, it's like, it's kind of giving away already that Kimir is going to be the bad guy, the master, supposedly, right? I don't know if you thought about it before this episode, for this episode, the fourth one, it kind of solidified it. Because he just kept prodding Mei, was like, yeah, oh, the master this, the master that. Oh, I'm doing this for you. You know, it's like,
oh yeah.
Okay, enough. You know, dropping hints there. We get it. You're that Sith master, bad guy. Yeah. You know, dark side user.
You're the guy.
Whatever you want. You know what you Jedi may consider Sith. You know, without outright saying it. It's like, come on.
He's the villain. It was him.
Yeah. I'll skip that until okay, next episode, night, day into night. And then this one's like, okay, cool. We're getting into action. This is finally where we see something. Like, okay, here, we got a Star War.
Oh, this is the Star Wars I remember.
Yeah. Here's something.
Less talky, more fighty.
So, yeah. So the pros that I like is, okay, I've been liking the action, for the most part, but I did enjoy the lightsaber battle or fighting in this episode. I thought it was pretty cool. It's definitely better than honestly all the other Disney Star Wars shows and even the sequel movies, honestly, in my opinion.
Don't even bring those up.
Okay, keep my mouth shut.
Don't even bring up the Rey. Okay. The Rey versus Ben fights. No.
I'll keep that out of it. Yeah. Okay, but at least maybe you watched the Ahsoka show, right?
The Ahsoka shows.
Yeah. I'm like, for Ahsoka, I expected more out of her character. You know what I mean? Like, she's supposed to be a badass. Like,
she's got to feel more jaded than usual because that's her master.
Yeah. But anyways, that's another show. I have my own take on that. But anyways, back in Acolyte. Yeah, so episode 5, night. I mean, this is when we get all the action sequences. And then, like, I didn't know at first because I wasn't really paying attention and it was kind of dark. But when he was, like, just headbutting the lightsabers or bouncing the lightsabers off, I was like, whoa, what's happening here? Did you know about Cortorsis before this episode or this show?
Excuse me, sir. What did you say?
Cortorsis. The metal, apparently, that shorts out lightsabers and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, no. I just remember the forbidden technique where you just turn off the lightsaber and then turn it back on to kill the guy.
Ah, yeah. I think I read online it's the Trakata, lightsaber form.
Yeah. I was like, you can turn it off, but it's more fun to turn it off and then stab the guy again with it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. From this one, who do you think had the worst death? Let's make it interesting.
Out of the entire show or just episode?
No, out of this episode. Okay. All the red shirt Jedi. Okay, that's 3. And then for me, 2 was Yord, and number 1 was Jeki. She had the best death to me.
I think Jeki, yeah.
Yeah.
And then everyone else was his father.
And she just got the pow pow pow, the triangular like stab. What's that called? That's like I know in shooting terms, that's like a lethal kill when you shoot like
double tap.
Yeah, not like a triple tap because you're trying to make sure you hit all the vitals there.
Vital areas. Right?
Yeah,
she did have the best tap.
Yeah, like oh man, she. That's like between that or maybe Yord, because Yord, dude, he freaking snapped his neck.
That was quick.
Yeah. And Jeki like pa pa pa. I was like, oh, you see it fall over.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man.
Well, you knew it was Acolyte, and that's supposed to be about Sif. So I was like, ooh, finally, they're all gonna die.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, Saul makes it out.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
lucky them.
Disappointed.
Yeah. And then the whole switching around with May and Osha, I was like, come on. Like, how is Sol not immediately going to know that May is pretending to be Osha? Yeah, you know? I don't know. Maybe he's
they
just...
all look alike.
Yeah, except for that huge, giant, tattoo on her forehead, of the circles.
But... it was dirt, dude.
I guess you could say that he's grief-stricken. His Padawan and his whole team was wiped out. So he's, just... in shock, I guess.
Nah.
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 Yeah. Okay, and then...
wiped out, you get a new one.
At what point do you think that Sol knew it was May? At what point?
He should know right away.
He should have known right away. But I mean, like, okay. So did you think that throughout the whole time they're on the ship, he already knew? Or do you think he kind of found out later on?
I think he, I don't know. For me, it's like, if he should have already known. But like, the story would probably be later on.
Yeah. I think for me, I think he probably just went along with it, thinking it was OSHA. And then at some point in the ship, I think it was well before he stunned her, but at some point he figured it out. I'll give him a benefit of doubt. He is a master anyways, right? So
he's a Jedi master. So
yeah, and throughout the episodes, he's been showing that he can kind of read or sense minds, right?
So, yeah.
And he has that connection with OSHA, so. But yeah, I guess. Whatever, sure.
I couldn't just stick with that name though. I was like, why'd you have to name it OSHA?
we're messaging between OSHA, yeah. OSHA violation, right?
OSHA violations. I was like, it's okay. We're in a world of OSHA violations.
It's a violation to use that name. Come violation with me. To use her.
And you'll see a world of OSHA violations. And triple stab, Jackie. Yeah. There you go. That's an OSHA violation. All right. We're almost done with the whole series. Yeah, halfway there, bro.
Halfway there. More than halfway. I think that was pretty much Teach Corrupt. That was a 6 episode explaining all that.
Yeah.
What was that one? That was a whole scene with Sol trying to... Was that the scene that Sol was trying to run away from Vernestra? Yeah. And Vernestra and the whole team just trying to figure out what's happening at the planet.
Hmm.
I don't remember. Oh, we're skipping it. Episode 7, Choice. So this one is another point of view perspective of that time in Brendok with all the space witches or whatever they are, right?
Space witches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But from the point of view of the Jedi, or what point of view, I guess, from Indara's side? I don't know.
I think Jedi side.
Yeah, mostly from Jedi side.
Yeah.
And I'll give it like, okay, it's kind of cool seeing the whole mind trick effect that the mother did on Torben. Like seeing that like fully out. I was like, okay. I thought that was okay. You know, that was a good, okay representation of, you know, being under mind control. I don't know. Your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are it's not the mind control you're looking for.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I couldn't watch all these episodes fully. I was like dozing on and off.
That's true of that.
I was like, oh man. I blame myself. I'm tired, but I think it just put me to sleep.
All right, so that's how this show got you. So we understand your take of that. And then all this leading up to, okay, so whatever, you get the Jedi perspective of the same thing that happened in the 3rd episode, whatever. So,
yeah, I was like, okay. Why?
Sure. I mean, this could have been like right after the other episode or like the second half of this same thing. Like it could have been same episode, but whatever, one whole episode dedicated to this version of events, I guess. Yeah. It kind of made me like, upset more about some of the story and stylistic choices they made here. Like
Sol, that 4 episodes later.
Yeah. That's like, come on. The choices they made. Okay. This is funny. So on X Twitter, I posted like, oh, so, you know, are we supposed to find out the reasons why, you know, Torben drank the poison and Kel Naka, you know, put himself in exile? Like, does this explain it more? Because I didn't really get that feeling off of this explainer episode. Like, Torben just wanting to go home wasn't really, it seemed like motivation enough for him to act like in that way. You know what I mean? Or from what happened there, yeah, it was a shitty thing, but to like when they're on their way on the ship, way back going back to Coruscant, it's like, you know, they weren't all that torn up about it. He seemed to keep going on. Like,
you know, okay.
Yeah. And he obviously he somehow became a master at some point. So he got over it somehow. And yet he was still like so grief stricken. He was willing to take the poison. I don't know. I guess that's not. I don't see that as being a motivating factor for him to be willingly take sip on poison, kill himself. I don't know, but whatever. So
because you told me to.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know if you had any other counterpoints to that, but that was just my feeling on it.
I had no counterpoints to it. I was like, I'm gonna drink the poison now.
Yeah. Anyways, sure. Yeah, he's grief stricken. He caused all their deaths somehow. Not really. I mean,
okay. Yeah.
So many things. Oh, I was rewatching, and another thing, like when Sol and Torben were made it back inside the camp or whatever you call it, and then you know the mother's like, oh, you've come here to take Osha, you know, you come here to steal her from us, from her family. And then later on, after she dies, because she turns into like a, you know, scary looking black cloud. Yeah. So Sol's like, scary black cloud. Let me get rid of it. Looks bad. Yeah, it's fine because it looked bad. And then she's all like, oh, you know what? I was going to let her go anyways. I was like, if you started with that from the beginning, there would have been no trouble.
Yeah, but you gotta turn into a spooky black cloud and get stabbed.
I don't know. You conveniently have to leave that out for story's sake. Oh, that could have been avoided. Oh, yeah. You know, you could take Osha, train her to be a Jedi. Make sure she comes back to visit.
Everything could have been avoided.
Yeah. You know, but for story's sake, we have to let this all play out. You know, whatever. So to me, that felt so contrived and just so like idiotic. It's like, really? Whatever. Okay. I'll live with it. They got to make the story somehow, right? Okay.
Yep.
And now the ending. Acolyte. Okay. The last episode. Like, were you really surprised that Mei and Osha were going to like swap places, basically?
Not really.
I was like,
Or the council. The ending just, yeah, other stuff got to me too. It was funny.
What was that?
Like, why is a Jedi acting alone? That one counselor guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That one actor. Right. What's his name?
He's trying to, yeah.
Yeah. I see him. He's like, wasn't he like Marvin, Martian Manhunter? Or. He's like on, yeah, he's like been on DC shows and stuff. As like,
yeah, but I was like, man, I hated that part. Like, Jedi acting is not like, oh, Sol dies. Oh, Sol did it. It was him. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He did it on his own. He killed them all. It was like,
honestly,
sure, blame dead guy.
The way the show was going, I was not surprised at all that Vernestra like pinned it all on him. Like, I was not surprised.
I was dying. It just cracked me up. I was like, he did it on his own.
Yeah. This was the doing of a lone Jedi, alone, troubled, or I don't know what the hell she said, but, you know, to that degree.
Like, yeah. It was him. It was his first day. It was his first day taking Osha.
Sol was corrupted. Okay, I guess. We'll just accept it. So, yeah. I mean, I think that's where a lot of the controversy comes from around now, because the way you look at it, it's like this show painted the Jedi as just this messed up organization where there's just, it's corrupted. It's so perverse. Like, yeah, I get it that, you know, from the prequels, I didn't see them in that way. I saw them like as maybe like ignorant, like in their status as Jedi, that, okay, oh, there's no way a Sith could survive, you know? We eradicated them. Yeah. Like, you know, that's like being on a high horse, you know? Yeah. That's like that kind of attitude. But the show makes the Jedi to be like, you know, like freaking assholes. You know, I don't know how else to put it. But, you know, it's like, what are you guys doing? And there's people who like just defend this. It's like, oh yeah, it's because the Jedi are faulty and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I get that. But not like this. You know what I mean? I don't know if you feel the same way or what or how, what you think.
I don't know, but I was like, who knows? Jedi is like kind of like the government.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, the way you put it, like they've made this a lot more political than it needed to be, you know? Like,
yeah, it's even more, it is political on that one. I was like, why?
They take
away the fun from Star Wars again.
They put an agenda on this. So I was like, come on.
I know, right? What are you trying to say? But the one thing in the last episode was the teaser of Darth Plagueis or whatever his name is.
Darth Plagueis.
Darth Plagueis. Plagues.
Have you ever heard the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Yeah. So it's like, that's, what's his name's mentor? Palpatine's, yeah. Right?
Palpatine's master.
Then Palpatine like, has to kill him.
Good. Story. Well, not from a Jedi. But maybe from space witches. I don't know.
No. I thought he was the same race as Snoke, whatever he was.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know the backstories of.
I don't know all the different. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's all canon lore stories, whatever. I don't know.
I think it's just another teaser just to get fans thinking, like, oh, they're going to do another whole story. Kind of like the Solo movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you get the teaser with Darth Maul's, like, really? Nothing else happens. Yeah.
I know a little bit of Darth Plagueis just from, like, you know, what's been told or seen online, but I felt like this was just a cheap attempt of, like, teasing something. And, like, in such a weird way. Like, is he supposed to be a Sith master that's just creeping in a shadow and, like, in the corner of the cave? Just like, oh, there's Kymir, and there's my Padawan, and there's his acolyte, and here they are trying to kill me. You know? I don't know, you know?
He's just watching in the shadows because he cannot say dark side.
But he's in the dark side of the shadow of the cave. I don't know.
He's coming out of the dark into the light.
So, yeah. It's like, that doesn't scream to me as Sith master. That just comes off to me as creepy loner guy that's just,
Oh, there we go. Like, Obi-Wan in the caverns of Tatooine. Put on the dark side.
Yeah, we got the dark side version of Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi.
And then he comes out, and Obi Kenobi comes out in a sunny desert. Ooh.
Yeah. It's like things like that. And then.
I don't know. What could they ruin next is my question.
Let's see.
I would like to see a Star Wars episode with Shadows of the Empire, though.
Not yet. But before that, the little teaser at the end with Vernestra visiting Master Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
Another cheap shot there. Whatever. I'll let that pass. That could be cool if you like the show, or that could just be like, oh, here's another cheap shot of trying to, like, you know, entice people to be excited about this show or next season. Oh, no,
that's how they tie it into the natural canon story.
Yeah.
See, but Yoda's right there.
So Yoda's supposed to know all this happened? Like, he knows the real truth? Or what?
You could have thrown in, like, Mace Windu or something, too. It was like, jeez.
Yeah. No, I wish they didn't even show him at all, honestly, in my opinion. They should have just kept everyone else out of, like, the main canon, main story.
Yeah, because, like, they still didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. Leave it as a mystery. Don't freaking tease it. Just, yeah.
Because, Phantom Menace.
But anyways, go on what we were saying before.
Well, they could save this with a Shadows of the Empire. That one book that ties in Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
That could save it. Save the franchise with more action.
Which story is that one? Is that the one with Thrawn and stuff, or is that something else?
No, that's I think it was Caesar. It was like another green dude.
Uh huh.
And then, but he's like another Sith Lord bounty hunter, and then like the rebels hire another bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like Dash Rangor or something. I forgot his name. It was a N64 game and also a book.
Oh wow,
it was actually worth reading if you like to see different lores on things. But it was like the guys were just trying to hunt Luke Skywalker during his Jedi training, but the other guy's trying to save him. But it's all in the background, so it's all like while he's doing training, all this action's going taking place behind it.
I see.
I was like, that's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, this is like all before the prequels, though. So this is like way before. But yeah.
Yeah, but the prequels were pretty bad. They could have at least threw in some Gungans.
Hey, man, I like the prequels. Those are bad, but I like the prequels still.
Prequels had the best lines.
I hate sand. I had my Amidala. Oh man, just no. Oh yeah. All right. Anyways,
and then the Brokeback Mountain soundtrack for Anakin and Obi-Wan's conversation. Oh yeah, that was best.
yeah, I like that video edit.
That cracked me up.
Kind of horrible, but yeah. Oh yep. Man. So
here, Padme, and where is Padme? Dead? No. Okay, that's all. Revenge of the Sith. That's the best one.
Yeah. Oh well.
Master Skywalker, they're coming in. What do we do? Die. They got to redo that scene. Extended cut.
Yeah. Oh man.
Order 66 extended cut. Just a whole series on it.
Yeah, that's going to be popping up in all the different shows they do. So, just like they did in, what's it called? Kenobi, and a little bit in. They did a little bit in that in Ahsoka, too, right? Yeah, they did that.
Yeah. But they could have just done a whole series on it. Just the clones killing everyone. Just be funny again.
We had a whole Attack of the Clones cartoon show on that, so.
Yeah, but you didn't have the clones killing everyone at 66.
I guess, but yeah, that's right. I don't need another show to be disappointed in, so let's just forget that. This one. So, I mean, any other thoughts wrapping up this whole show for you? Like,
I don't know. I'm not liking the Disney expanded Star Wars shows so far.
Yeah. I'd have to agree. Like, the Disney offerings have fallen flat for me. Like, the sequels, I'm trying to like, but whatever. All the shows that have come out, save The Mandalorian Season 1 and 2, but then, like, Book of Boba Fett, like, come on, that was so disappointing.
It was, they turned, like, the guy that was lower with badass, supposed to be a cool badass, turned him into a weak guy with a feelings.
Ride it like a banta. I'll never forget that line. I was like, oh, man. And then, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you're just Mando trying to be funny. Just like, come on.
But Mando saved him.
Yeah. And then, Kenobi series, it was okay for me. I wished it was a little bit better. It just kind of fell flat for me, too. It had so much hype. And then I think it just, like, kind of just dropped the ball on what it could have been.
Yeah. At least we got the line, hello there.
And then, what was that?
Andor was all right.
Yeah, Andor like that's a whole other like, it's an offshoot. It's offshoot of Rogue One, which I totally enjoyed Rogue One. So
Rogue One was great.
I'll admit, Andor series, dude, I was kind of out of it because I just thought it was the boringest shit ever. I couldn't get into it. It was so slow. It was such a slow burn until like. I don't know what episode it was. Like, I had to force myself through the first couple of episodes to like finally like get it, you know, moving or interesting.
Well, for me. I tried that with Acolyte too, but it didn't get moving at all.
Yeah, there's that for you. I think the only reason I got interested in this because it was like, okay, I ran out of anime to watch. So, but yeah, and then
you never ran out of anime. You start going into that to the other zone.
Hmm.
Rule 34 zone, if it exists.
No. Okay. And then
the forbidden zone of anime, where it's like, you don't want to know what you just watched.
And same with Ahsoka series. You know, I thought that was a little bit better. A little bit better than some of the other ones, but still, like, I still wanted more out of it. But it was good for me, especially the scenes with Anakin back there. So, I mean, I'll give it that. And then finally, this show. Yeah. Oh man.
I'm trying to think what they're gonna do.
Do you think it's gonna come back for a season two?
I hope not. Oh, man. If it is, I hope it's directed by Taika Waititi.
It's just going to be some wacky like show about the Chimera and or the Stranger and Osha and their Sith love or whatever the heck that is. Yeah.
So, hey, yeah. Man, I'm this creepy guy in the cave. Want to learn some dark stuff?
Oh, yeah, and that guy too, yeah. Creepy guy in the cave.
Creeper. Hey man, what are you buying? You want some kyber crystals? They're red.
They're red. Oh man. Okay.
I'm just saying, it's like add some humor to it. It isn't bad.
If they make a combi series instead of something so flat and I don't know. Yeah. So
it was just like
But anyways, that's our thoughts. Unfortunately, I try to not make it too negative, at least not without my reasons behind them. And hopefully that came across as like, you know, my critical criticism of the show, as much as I best could describe it without just bashing on it with like no valid reason. So at least my own opinions.
I'll still bash on it with no opinions or whatever, just because it's pretty funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're half asleep most of the time, so. Yeah. Stay awake. How true to that, you know, the show wasn't entertaining enough to keep you awake, so we'll give it that.
It couldn't hold my attention. Yeah. It was like, I have an attention span of a 5-year-old sometimes.
Copy that. Attention deficit. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's our final thoughts on that. I don't know how I feel. If there's a season two, I probably won't watch it like how I watched this, just to prove a point that I was disappointed. I'm even to the point where I might even cancel my Disney Plus if it keeps going on like this. I don't know. So
no, you're not. You want X-Men 97 season two.
Eh, X-Men 97 is fine. I'll probably... When that comes out, then I'll renew. Then I'll cancel it once it's over. So
I'll just give you my password, dude, and then, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever. But, I mean, that's how much I'm disappointed, like, in these shows and in these offerings. Like, I have Disney Plus just for two things. Marvel and Star Wars. That's primarily it. And I'm already getting, like, you know, this slop given to me for... half the reason I have Disney Plus, so that's my take. I mean, that's what I'm going with. So,
well, same, but I also got it for Hulu and ESPN.
See, I don't even have that. I only have the original, just Disney Plus by itself. So, I would have.
You didn't get the bundle? Yeah.
No, because I pre-ordered a long time ago, so I'm grandfathered into just the pure Disney Plus plan, like without ads or whatever. So,
yeah, I got no ads too, but like I got the bundle. Because that's what keeps me watching random stuff.
Yeah.
Especially like free UFC and sports. It's not bad if you're into that.
Yeah, so we'll see.
But
I mean, I would have to cancel to get the other. Yeah. Like Hulu. There's some stuff on Hulu I want to watch, so we'll see.
And it's like, man, Disney Plus, Marvel's episodes has been a letdown too.
Yeah, I know. On top of that too, you know, a lot of those were letdowns for me, so. It's like, man, the two biggest reasons I have it is just, it's not doing it for me.
It was great for like phase one,
yeah.
Phase two,
yeah.
And they're like, here's third phase three and four. And then shit hits the fan and they're gone.
So, yeah.
Can't forget the Marvels or whatever, Miss Marvel one. I was like, man, that was okay. It wasn't great.
So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it besides, yeah, we'll just see. So that's my take. And yeah, So, yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up here. So, well, at least for the Acolyte stuff, and then we can just continue off channel. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say, I hope we get better shows in the future, and I don't feel as disappointed as I did with this show and others. And,
oh,
yeah.
We should get the Star Wars What Ifs. You know how we had the Marvel What Ifs were entertaining?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should have Star Wars What Ifs. Like, what if Jar Jar was the Sith Lord?
What if Star Wars made an Acolyte show?
What if Star Wars made a better Acolyte show where they said everything was the dark side? And they did it all, yeah. They did it all within an hour.
That would probably make more sense than this show. So. Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. The What If episodes would be great.
All right, so that's all we got. So
Luke and her kiss his sister.
All right, I'm gonna keep it up with that, and yeah. So hope this wasn't too much of a downer, but yeah, we'll keep trudging along. All right, so
two negative, make a positive. All right.
Yeah, I'll do a positive then. All right. I hope anyone else out there that's going to Comic-Con have some fun, and yeah.
Enjoy. Who's cosplaying as an Acolyte?
Yeah. I will give praise to people dressed up as anyone from Acolyte. I'll say that. I won't say how I felt about it. I won't prejudge anyone. There you go. Okay.
At least the mask was kind of cool. Dr. Teeth.
Yeah, yeah. Dr.
Darth Teeth. I don't know what to call
him. Yeah, Darth Teeth.
It was Darth Teeth? Or I just like, ooh, that looks like a cool mask. I was like, whatever.
Yeah. Anyways, Jeff, thanks for joining in and having this, beautiful discussion about the Acolyte or not. And we'll continue this another time. All right.
Yep. Next one will be probably the Hulk Hogan beer once we find it.
I'll turn that into YouTube. All right.
All right. Later, man.
Yep. Right, everyone. Thanks. For watching, or thanks for listening, and all right. I hope you all enjoyed listening to us. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. So until next time, have a fantastic day. Hey guys, thanks for listening to our show. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback for us, we greatly appreciate that. If you can send us an email to worktimefundpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a message at X, formerly known as Twitter, and our handle is @worktimefundpod. Thanks again.